Yes, sir. What are your questions, sir?
I have a few of them for you.
Matters little, fewer mark. Where is the difference? It is the same. He is the same avatar, coming over and over again at different times, different places, uses different languages, and gives the message, the same message in different ways. He is the same, self same.
Talking about the personal and impersonal guy.
But I'm wondering about the ancient one is the avatar. By ancient one, he means he's the same one coming over and over again. The same one. The self same. No difference between the avatar and the ancient one. It is two ways of calling a man. What is your name, sir? I'm asking your name.
Stephen.
So I may call you a Stephen or I may call you a human being. That is all. You remain the same. Yes. Yes. Sometime in the very early years, as I said, he talked about the charge man, but he made us completely forget about it. And so far, charge man is concerned in the sense that a perfect master has got a charge man. Avatar hasn't got a charge. Then he really explained to us from all the explanations I could gather that the charge man in the sense is only for the perfect master but not for the avatar. Because avatar's spirituality is for the whole world and the perfect master distributes that spirituality through a charge man. He hands it over to the charge man. That is not the case. The charge man is a different entity altogether to whom he gives. But Baba comes over and again himself. There is no question of a charge man. He himself comes. Yes, yes. This, he, after he drops his body, the five perfect masters function. The five perfect masters who function are the executors of the will of the avatar. They are not as independent as the avatar himself is. And of course, they have their independence in the domain of their functioning, but under the final authority of the avatar.
Okay, my next question is, in the book Awakening, Baba spoke of, he was at the Bombay, he was able to discharge the Bombay,
No, no, that was a charge man of a different master. When Baba referred to a charge man, he was a charge man of a different master. Different masters can have their own charge man also. Supposing there is a man on the fifth plane, so he may have his also charge man. The sixth plane, he may have his also charge man. So that reference was pertaining to other advanced, spiritually advanced persons. No, they were not chargemen, they were the agents, as Baba said. They were not chargemen in the same that the entire authority was handed out to them. It was not that. It was that they were agents. They were the mediums through which Baba did the work. Oh, yeah, there's a great difference. The agent is only allotted a limited jurisdiction to function. The chargeman is the one who gives the charge to the chargeman. The chargeman inherits the entire authority of the master.
Are the agent ever publicly known?
Sometimes, not usually, it's not known. Unless Baba came and told us. No. Even a must, you know, but because must is unconscious of his own body, people understand that he is a man of some higher consciousness, but they are not able to access even whether he belongs to what state, whether he's third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh, you know, and Ambedkar Baba would come and reveal and say. You see, it is a set organization. Just as we in the physical world we have got organization, there is also an inner organization. When one agent dies, another takes his place. It automatically goes on. You see, avatar is the final authority, and the entire machinery is set up. It is like the machinery, for instance, of the government. And Mr. Carter is the president, the head of the entire machinery. And people, you see, who pass off or you see, the other person comes and takes his place according to the rules and regulations. Even Mr. Carter has not to put his mind into it. It automatically takes place. You are not? Clear. Then ask a question. No, no, please.
Yes, I hadn't been able to ask you how an agent becomes to be an agent, if he appointed to the spiritual hierarchy, and how that function. Is there any explanation?
You see, the explanation is that a man is deserving to become an agent. How does a governor become a governor? Or how does a police chief become a police chief? He studies. He fulfills certain conditions, and then he gets the position. Good connections, yes. The good connections are also, they come into existence after he becomes deserving for that. And it just works automatically in a natural way. One has not to, the avatar has not to put his mind into it. But if something seriously goes wrong, then of course he is there all the time. Just as I'll give you an instance. Supposing there is a yogi and who goes to the fourth plane of consciousness and he starts using and misusing the powers. You see, the real yogi advances as well, he gets universal powers, but he has no control over his mind. So he may use, misuse and even abuse the powers. So to deter him from doing that, the avatar intervenes immediately and just turns him into an empty vessel of all that power. And then he goes down, chade to chakke prem ras or pade to chakna chur. He goes down not into the human form, but to the form of a rock or a stone. He has to climb again. So these things are not allowed, because a man of the fourth plane is able to create another world. He's got almighty powers, but that is never allowed. When the perfect master is there, he doesn't allow, and the avatar is there, he doesn't allow. Or else, I mean, it will be all sort of chaos and anarchy. That can never. And anarchy happen in the physical world, but not in the inner world. Yes? What did you say? Yes? I am prepared. Yes. Sir, as long as I am here, I am bound by your instructions. But the moment I step out, not at all.